It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Midweek Wednesday Flashback brought to you by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company. Well, after last week, MTV Networks and Viacom, which owns them, said that they, January 1st, 2026, would be killing off all of their remaining music video channels. For good, gone forever. Started to be a debate. By the way, MTV, kids, for YouTube and TikTok and endless scrolling, if you wanted to watch a music video, that's what you went to.
That's
MTV.
Right. And
that
you
was
had to
it.
Wait.
And they were cool, by the way, too.
So Adam Curry, and you don't even know it.
But there was some online debate that started brewing and stuff like that, caught wind of it, that what was the first country music video ever played on MTV? Now, MTV launched August 1st, 1981, with this, The Buggles, Video Killed the Radio Star. Who's laughing now?
Yeah, you wish.
Buggles. But it took... Well, probably about 5 years before country music got a spot on MTV. And I was thinking, what the heck? And I was like, it had to be Garth, right? He was the biggest crossover in the whole thing. And Thunder Rolls was even on the pop charts for a while. No. I thought maybe, okay, Kenny Rogers? He was a big crossover, too. Him and Dolly Island's in the stream, maybe? No. Now, some people will... go on the side of right out of the gate, 1981, Juice Newton, Angel of the Morning. But even though that did appear top 25 country chart that year, it got a Grammy nomination in the pop category. So let's probably table that one. So if that's the case, the first country music video ever played on MTV... 86, Dwight Yoakam.
Oh.
Honky Tonk Man.
Oh, yeah.
Got a birthday coming up, too. There you go. First in MTV history. Hey, probably the last.
Well, I'm a honky tonk